are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you to another Way of Truth broadcast. We're opening our service with the choir singing for us, "I Have Left All to Follow Jesus."
In this world I found no rest, sorrow filled my aching breast, till I turned to one who loved me best of all.
If you're going to follow Jesus, you will have to leave all the world of sin. For you cannot be a sinner and a follower of Jesus at the same time. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless this broadcast to our precious congregation today. We're thankful for each one who has tuned our way, and we're trusting the Holy Spirit will use us and will use our broadcast to make it a blessing to each and to every heart. I know that you love everyone, and we're asking you to bless them in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Our subject for today's broadcast, our bodies belong to God. And I'll read for a text of Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Many today say that a woman has a right to use her body as she pleases, including aborting an unborn child. But, beloved, none of us, men or women, have a right to do as we please. Many religious people teach the old flesh just has to sin, even though the Bible teaches that it is the soul that sins and not the flesh. Although the flesh is involved many times in sinful acts, it is the soul that sinneth. The Lord said, all souls are mine, the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Now our bodies are the temple, or God intended for our bodies to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. In the wilderness, after the children of Israel had come out of Egyptian bondage and God had them to build a tabernacle, that tabernacle became God's dwelling place there in the second room over the mercy seat. And then when Solomon built that beautiful temple in Jerusalem, it became the dwelling place of God here on earth. But in the New Testament dispensation, and that of course is the dispensation we are living in, the bodies of the saints became God's dwelling place. Again, know ye not that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. And that's 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verses 16 and 17. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16. So as temples for God's indwelling, we are motivated to live clean and holy lives. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Romans 6:12-14. Now, Paul tells us in Ephesians 2, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. So whenever you are quickened, whenever you are resurrected from the dead state of sin to life in Christ, you are to yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto holiness and not unto sin. The Spirit is given to us by and from God, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. John 16:26. The Holy Spirit is given to them that obey him. We are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Spirit, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Acts 5:32. Jesus told the disciples that he must go away, and their hearts were made sad. And he told them that they should not be sad, and they should not weary, because I'll pray the Father, and he shall send you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And that Comforter, of course, was the Holy Spirit. Now, our bodies was purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. Forasmuch as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. And so Jesus Christ suffered and bled and died on that old rugged cross and rose again the third day to purchase us, not just our souls, but our bodies as well. Paul told the elders of the church in Ephesus, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." Acts 20 and 28. Paul, in our text, makes it clear, we are not our own, for we are bought with a price. Our bodies are to glorify God. Again, Paul in our text tells us, we are to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. And we are to live according to the word of God, to the glory of God. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. So again, I remind our congregation, we are not our own. We do not have a right to do with our bodies as we please, but we are to glorify God. Whether you eat, whether you drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. And in Romans 12, 1 and 2, we read, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So we are not to pattern after the world. We're not to live like the world. We're not to act like the world. We're not to talk like the world. But we are to be children of God. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God." Now our text says that the Spirit of God dwells in us. And what a wonderful blessing and an honor that is, to be a temple for the indwelling of the Spirit of God. The Spirit is not to be dormant in us. He is to live in us. He is to walk in us. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So we are not our own. We are to glorify God. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Lust, the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, and the Spirit after the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other. Galatians 5:16-17. Again, we find many in the religious world talking about this old flesh just has to sin more or less every day in word, deed, and thought. But again, I remind you, the Scriptures teach us that every sin that a man doeth is without the body. It is the Spirit that sins. Yes, there are many acts that the body carries out, but the sin originates in the soul. Jesus said, out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts and evil deeds and so forth. And he said for us to guard our heart with all diligence, because out of it are the issues of life. So this old flesh does not sin, and we cannot use that as an excuse for continuing a life of sin. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are, whom you obey, whether sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? There must be a choice made. We cannot live after the flesh and be a servant of God, I say. The Spirit also will help our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26. And Jesus told the disciples, as recorded in Acts 1:8, after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall have power to be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And we can use that as in the home, in the community, in the state, in the nation, in the world. Yes, the Spirit of God gives us power to overcome the wicked one. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. I have many things to say unto you, Jesus said to the disciples, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. John 16:12-13. Every false doctrine is propagated by a false spirit. The Spirit of truth never propagates error. The Spirit of God will never lead you wrong. Again, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And if the Spirit of God is leading you, he'll lead you on that straight and narrow way. He will never lead you to do wrong. God cannot be tempted with wrong. God cannot sin. He cannot be tempted with sin. And the Bible says, neither does he tempt any man to sin. But the devil is the tempter, and that's why we need to submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, because he would tempt us, he would lead us to do what is wrong. But the Spirit of God, who is the Spirit of truth, will lead us and guide us into all truth. The Spirit inspired these scriptures. Holy men of old wrote them as they were moved by the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God inspired the scriptures, and the Spirit of God knows the scriptures. And if the Spirit of God teaches us, he will teach us the truth. God would have us view our body as the temple of the Holy Spirit, as and belonging to God, purchased by the death of his Son, and be an instrument through which we are to glorify him by doing his will. As the Apostle Paul said, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless these thoughts through this precious congregation today. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
When the blessed Savior came, taking all my fear and shame, he took my life, and made me whole. Cleansing me from all my sin, he put songs of God within.
For when he came,
that happy day,
he freed. place my life.
I place my life in His control.
In His control.
Now there is joy.
Now there is joy
within my soul.
Headed for the promised land, guided by His nail scarred hand,
I've given Him
complete control. As I travel here below, He is with me, this I know.
He places joy
within my soul.
Yes, there is joy within my soul. He makes the clouds of darkness roll.
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we trust that it has proven to be a blessing. It would be an encouragement to us to know our postal address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. We have a number of issues there in our archives, and also we have a number of broadcasts in our archives. If you have missed one or would like to hear one over, you can go to our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org, and call it down and listen. Also, we'd like to invite you, if at all possible, to be with us in our services. They are broadcast live over the internet, and our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service begins at 7. And again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now we invite you to be with us next week for another Way of Truth broadcast.
Nearer, more.